Glamorgan Mansion in Alliance has a new owner. The 5,000-square-foot home on Glamorgan Street was sold at auction Wednesday for $495,000. The owner did not identify himself, but said he plans to renovate the historic structure. The sale included 10 acres of land. An online auction of the contents will run May 13th to the 17th. The mansion was built in 1940 by William H. Morgan, Jr., former president of Morgan Engineering and the son of Colonel William Morgan, who built Glamorgan Castle. The Ohio Supreme Court has heard arguments on whether the Starr County Board of Elections violated the state's Open Meetings Act by meeting privately to consider the purchase of Dominion voting machines. Attorneys for the county and the Washington-based group Look Ahead America made their cases Wednesday. The Elections Board met in closed-door sessions from December 2020 to March 2021 to discuss purchase of the machines. Commissioners later approved buying the machines due to a court order. Look Ahead America filed suit in 2021. Commissioners were dismissed as defendants. Breeze Airways adding nonstop service to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina from Akron Canton Airport. The low-cost carrier says the seasonal route will be available Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's scheduled to begin June 22nd. There will be special introductory one-way fares of $39. Breeze began service at CAK and other airports in 2021. A Los Angeles route slated to begin next month. Rite Aid plans to close another local store. The chain announced in federal bankruptcy documents the closure of 16 more locations, including one on 12th Street Northeast in Canton. Its final day will be June 16th. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in October. The Canton store is the sixth in Starr County to close since last fall. A Lawrence Township woman charged with stealing funds from an elderly man. 71-year-old Crystal Donahoe turned herself in Wednesday in Massillon Municipal Court. She was wanted on a warrant charging her with forgery and theft from a person in a protected class. She allegedly forged the victim's signature on a check written to him for more than $17,000. Donahoe reportedly deposited the funds into her bank account and withdrew the amount for personal use. The activity occurred between July 2022 and December 2023. A familiar member of the Starr County Sheriff's Office is calling it a career. Major C.J. Stance is retiring effective Tuesday. He spent 28 years with the office, serving under three sheriffs and working in every division. Stance was recently hired as head of safety and security operations for the Canton City School District. His first day will be May 1st. Stance is a Timken High School graduate and Navy veteran. Commissioner Richard Regula thanked him for helping oversee operations after the sheriff's office took over supervision of the dog warden's office in 2019. Starr County commissioners have approved annexation of a portion of Jackson Township to the city of North Canton. Wednesday's action concerns about 20 acres. It's located at Wise and Whipple Avenues Northwest. The city filed the annexation petition last month. A Knox Township man charged in a fatal two-vehicle crash in Carroll County learned his punishment Wednesday. 55-year-old Douglas Mackey pleaded no contest in February to three counts of vehicular manslaughter. He was given a suspended sentence, 3 years probation, and community service. He was also ordered to continue counseling. The Highway Patrol said Mackey's truck went left of center on Route 542 in Monroe Township in April 2023 and hit a vehicle driven by 60-year-old Randy Simmons of East Liverpool. Simmons and his pastors, 18-year-old Tina Shetler and 16-year-old Kenneth Shetler of Hammondsville, died in the wreck. The victim's family members requested Mackey not receive any jail time. Woman is appealing her 8-year prison sentence for escaping from the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center in Lisbon. 38-year-old Ashley Crowley of Youngstown filed the appeal in the 7th District Court. She was sentenced in February after pleading guilty to escape, theft, felonious assault, vehicular assault, and drug possession. Crowley escaped from the lockup last August and stole a car at a nearby pizza shop. She ran over the foot of the vehicle's owner during the theft. Crowley was arrested nearly 2 months later by U.S. Marshals in Youngstown. A court in Florida will sentence a Youngstown man in July after he was found guilty of robbing four businesses. 44-year-old Richard Randolph was convicted of robbery, attempted robbery, brandishing a firearm, and discharging a firearm. Randolph was accused of robbing the businesses in Tampa in early 2020. He fired two shots in the last robbery. He was arrested during a traffic stop in July 2021. The holdups fall under the Federal Hobbs Act, which makes it a crime to commit robbery or extortion that affects interstate or foreign commerce. Randolph faces a potential 100-year sentence. Teachers in the Youngstown School District officially have a new contract. A 2-year agreement with the Youngstown Education Association was approved Tuesday by the school board. Union members ratified the deal Friday. They will receive a 2.5% raise in each year. Teachers will also pay an additional 1% toward the cost of their health insurance, increasing the amount to 11%. Dean of Students for the Youngstown School District will not return next year. The Board of Education decided Tuesday not to renew the contract of Shivas Whipple. WKBN-TV reports his agreement expires at the end of the current academic year. He's also the head basketball coach at East High School. In February, he was captured on video pushing a girl into a vehicle. He was charged with domestic violence and criminal damaging or endangering. He's on paid administrative leave, a pretrial hearing scheduled for May 30th.